A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud, Sanhedrin Samach Hei, Sanhedrin 65b. Pagination is 130. We're starting at the end of the small lines, count up from the wides, 5 lines, at the beginning of the line, Kidetanya, as we learnt. The general discussion of this Gemara is capital offenses, including something called kishuf, where a person takes negative energies and does things, or appears to do things, with them. The Brisa states, Vidorish el hamesim, a person who seeks the dead, Zahamariv atzmo, a person who starves himself, Vaholich v'lon beves hakvaros, and then he sleeps, he stays overnight in the cemetery, Kidesh shetisha olav ruach toma, so that negative force should overtake him, and whatever he'll be able to do as a result of that, that's what he's looking to do. So I guess it's good advice that a person shouldn't go ahead and do this. It could be a serious violation. But Rabbi Akiva learned a different lesson from that. Uchashahaya Rabbi Akiva magia lemikrozehaya boche. When Rabbi Akiva got to that verse and was reminded about what this person was doing to try to achieve a negative energy, he would cry. And he would say, O mahamariv atzmo, a person who starves himself, kidei shetisha alav ruach toma, so that negative should overtake him. Shora alav ruach toma, he indeed is overtaken by it, he achieves what he wanted. Hamariv atzmo, kidei shetisha alav ruach taira. If a person would starve himself in order to achieve goodness, he would be passionate and devoted and motivated to try to achieve goodness. Alachas kama v'kama, we should be overtaken by goodness and supernatural things should happen in a positive sense. Avo mo'es, what can I do? Sha'avonosenu gormu lanu, our sins have caused for us that despite all of our devotion, we can't quite achieve the greatness that is the potential of such behavior. The concept that's going on over here is stated in the statement, Ze lu'uma ze oso elokim. Hashem made the two extremes he created in the world, and to the extent that you see negativity, there could be positive as well. I've recently commented that to the extent that you see in today's generation deviant behavior, it's a sign that in our time, there's enormous potential for absolute greatness in the topic of morality, in Shalom Bayis, etc. So we have people that are totally devoted to negativity. They're going to the cemetery. They're starving themselves. They're obviously meditating and pushing themselves with great devotion in the direction of negative. So Rabbi Akiva says, when people push themselves in the direction of positive, you could only imagine vaguely the amount of potential that should be here. And it's not materializing. And he says, because as devoted as we are in a positive sense, we still have shortcomings and those things are getting in the way. The underlying concept here is that there is a concept called passion. We find, for example, Bilam wakes up early in the morning. He's devoted to curse the Jews, Rachmana Litzlan. And that creates an energy that has to be dealt with. Passion counts. And Chazal tell us that his passion was counteracted by the Vayashkem Avram Baboker of the Akedah, where Avram also woke up very early and passionately in order to do Hashem's will. And that was able to counteract it, because devotion counts. Rabbi Akiva says, If you see it counts for negative, Hashem is far more benevolent on the positive, and it should surely work in a positive sense, but, as he concludes, the shortcomings have gotten in the way. Continuing on the next line, Omar Rava, Rava said, Iba'u tzadiki, if the righteous ones wanted, Baru Almo, they could create a world. There's a lot of power in a tzaddik. On the next line, Rava Bara Gavra, Rava created a person, which in later literature is referred to as a golem. Shadre Likame de Rav Zera sent it to Rav Zera. Havakomishtoi Bahadei, Rav Zera tried to talk with this creature. Falohavakomahadarle, and the creature wasn't able to answer because, as much as they were able to create a walking, living creature, they weren't able to create speech that's uniquely human. Ruach memalala is the way the Targum describes the creation of man. Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. And therefore this golem was not able to speak. Amalei, Surab Zera said, min chevrayoat. I see, you must have been created by one of the chevra, by one of my colleagues. Hadar la'afroch, go back and become dust. Rav Chanina and Rav Oshia have a yasvi komale shabbato. Rav Chanina and Rav Oshia would sit every Erev Shabbos va'aski b'sefer Yitzira, and they were busy with the book of creation. There's a certain sefer Yitzira. Our edition was purposely reordered so that the average person would not be able to do things with it. But the concept, as Rashi explains on Samach Zayin Amud Beis, is that using the names with which Hashem created the world, variations of Hashem's name, expressions of his emanations, he was able to create the world using that method. And likewise, a person later can come and look at that record, which Hashem revealed to us, and would be able to do things. Rashi over there also mentions that it's not kishuf. You don't have to worry that this is witchcraft or something. Demaisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hein, you're using Hashem's positive energy, Ayidei Shem Kedusha Shalo, through Hashem of holiness, and therefore there's no restriction over here. There are those who ask that there certainly is restriction on using Sefer Yetzirah. It's dangerous stuff to tap into Hashem's energies of the supernatural without good reason. But so is it. Rashi on Samach Zayin Amud Beis seems to indicate that they did not consciously create this that we'll see, we'll discuss. Memela Ivru. It was created on its own, simply because they were working on Sefer Yetzirah on Erev Shabbos. That was their Seder. So again, back in the Gemara, they would devote themselves to Sefer Yetzirah, Umivru Luhu Igla Tilsa, and it was created for them a calf of Tilsa that was very tasty, that was very good. Va'achli Lei, and then they ate it, presumably for the Shabbos Suda, they had meat, as a result of this activity. Which brings us to a lofty but mundane topic. What is the halacha of meat that was created artificially? They created this animal through Sefer Yetzirah, a walking animal, a live animal, and then presumably they would shecht it. And is that meat fleishik, for example? It certainly tasted fleishik. It was an igla tilsa. It was the kind that tastes really good. But is it really fleishik? So there's certainly a lot to bear on this topic. But I'd like to simply refer us to the words of the Malbim in Parshas Vayera, when Avraham served his guests, the angels, dairy, chema v'chalav, dairy, uben habakar, and meat. He served milk and meat at the same sitting. What's going on? So the Malbim writes that the words la'asos oso, to create it, to do it, are not as innocuous as they sound, that he just la'asos oso, he was making it, he was preparing it, he was roasting it, says the Malbim, oso ayidei sefer yitzira, that this particular animal that we're discussing was created by Avraham using the sefer yitzira, these spiritual, supernatural type forces. And he brings a tradition, one approach, that the original animal ran away and Avram needed an animal quick to serve his guests, so he created one. It sounds like he wouldn't initially create one, but he was stuck. He needed to do what he needed to do. So he created one. If so, says the Malbim, basar shenivra ayidei sefer yitzira, meat that was created through the sefer yitzira, ein lo din basar. It's not considered fleshik. It's not meat in the sense that we always talk of milk contrasted with meat. And therefore, there's nothing wrong with him serving it together with dairy. Interesting. The Malbim continues and points out, "Bepashat lo kasha." Really, it's not a kasha at all, because he first served them the dairy, and then he served them the meat. And we know that as long as you drink something in between, eat something in between, that's really permissible. There is the concept that you're not supposed to eat it at the same meal, to which it's worth mentioning that Rashi tells us to note that the bread was never served. Sarah became a nida, and she didn't want to serve the bread, and therefore they were apparently eating this meal, presumably without bread, in which case it wasn't a meal halachically, and even if we assume that they observed all of these considerations, but if it didn't have bread in the beginning, it was nothing more than a snack. And they ate the dairy, they ate the meat afterwards, and even accepting that they would observe the Torah's laws restricting milk and meat, which, keep in mind, if they weren't boiled together, it's not biblical anyway, it's only rabbinic, and therefore everything over here was done perfectly fine. We, of course, are bringing up this topic to raise the issue of Sefer Yetzirah creating Basar. Is it Bisari? By extension, we pose the thoughtful question, what about meat created in a lab through genetics, through DNA? Is that going to be Fleshik meat or not? Undoubtedly, it depends exactly how it's being produced and whether we would have a working Maris Ayin of some sort. We'll leave it as a question. Have a wonderful day.